I am not a financial advisor. This is not financial advice.
Do your own research.
Consult a professional investment advisor before making any investment decisions.
This show is for entertainment only.
Faites vos propres recherches.
Here we are.
In another episode
of the Simple Success Podcast.
And
this is financial life coaching from a happiness perspective.
Всем привет.
Всем привет, Дмитрий. Всем привет, Дити.
Всем привет, everybody.
Wow. We're going to continue talking about calmness and investing, yes?
Reading. Yes, although this week we will lean more into the Russian side of things. Wait a minute. Are we just using the same script over and over?
Сегодня мы поговорим о том, как добиться успеха в инвестировании.
That's today we are going to talk about how to succeed in investing. In Russian.
И сохраняйте спокойствие в процессе.
That's and stay calm in the process.
That's good.
Yes, it is good, Fiona. Hey, Dmitry, did you have a question?
Ага. Вы когда-нибудь инвестировали деньги раньше?
That's yeah. Have you ever invested money before?
Have I ever invested money before? Yeah. I mean, да. Я инвестировал в акции и взаимные фонды.
That's yes. I have invested in stocks and mutual funds.
Prezdikim, do, peredkim. We, again, prezdikim, primat, kakoylibo, investitiono, recenche.
That's before making any investment decision.
Do your own research.
She said with a French accent.
That's my everyday accent, Serge.
So, can we do this in a way that doesn't make us think so hard? Well, we could, I guess we could. But why would we want to do that?
Because we want to make a habit. Which means it has to be fun. Like last week.
Okay, sure. Even though you said that last week. It also means it has to be regular.
Which is what makes it a habit.
And that doesn't mean it has to be easy.
Never easy.
I didn't say that, DT, you marveling raft of chocolate cookies.
So what do you mean then?
I mean that it will start out hard.
It.
Whatever we want to do to make ourselves better.
Oh, you mean whatever is our goal?
Goals.
Действительно.
That's really in Russian.
Right. And that means that we're going to make the eventual state of becoming a habit a requirement when defining our goals.
Can you say that in English, please?
That was in English, DT.
Okay, then. Break it down.
Break it down, пожалуйста.
That I will do, because we want the end game to be a habit.
That's good.
Eventually.
Yes, eventually.
Or it's not a good goal.
It wouldn't be a good goal if you'd rather it not become a habit.
Например.
That's for example, in Russian.
For example? Oh, for example. Oh, okay, Dmitry. Just so you know, examples come in Act 2. But I'll give you one now.
That's good.
When I quit smoking almost 31 years ago now.
Congrats.
Thanks.
You were saying?
Yes, I was saying that when I quit smoking.
Yes.
What I was doing is this.
Это что?
Yeah, what?
I was replacing one habit with another habit.
Or wanting to anyway. But do tell.
I was replacing the habit of smoking with the habit of not smoking.
Oh, really? Like we replaced the habit of not using Russian with the habit of using it?
Иногда.
Иногда. That's sometimes in Russian, right? It means that we can get better.
Yes, and also meaning that our investing can get better.
Yeah, you're onto something now. But speak you so gently? Pardon me, I pray you.
Let gentleness my strong enforcement be, in the which hope I blush and hide my sword.
True it is that we have seen better days, and therefore sit you down in gentleness,
whilst I go and find my fawn.
Which you must do until you have repeated the act of better investing.
However you define that, of course.
Of course. Repetition.
Повторение.
That's repetition. In Russian.
Right, repetition. Just like at this point in the show, every week with great repetition is...
Break number one.
Hey,
Hello, everyone. This is John with the Simple Success Podcast, financial life coaching from a happiness perspective. Because we know you want to show us some serious love in return for the tremendous benefits you get from us, please subscribe to us in your favorite podcast player. You can find us on both the App Store and the Play Store because our message is for everyone. Leave a rating for us, or even better, tell a friend. Whichever you choose, thank you so much for helping us do this for you. To leave us a written message, which just might lead to more in a future podcast, go to those same written show notes to find our subreddits. There is also our Facebook group page, Twitter, and other ways which we'll tell you about from time to time. You can also find an Easter egg every so often, so listen closely. Thank you again, and keep those constructive ideas coming.
Доброе утро.
Доброе утро. We didn't do the rhyming thing this week. Or last week or the week before. And Act 1, I mean. True dat. But that's where we always do it.
Act 1.
Right, Daniel. In Act 1. And DT, do you have a point?
Yeah. No. I mean, that's where we usually do that.
Well, let's get to it then.
Okay. Since Russian is pretty easy.
As languages go, it is. It only looks different. But it doesn't really sound hard. But, like the last 2 weeks, speaking of go,
here we go again.
Слушайте, друзья, собрит витот шешевиден. Говоря об инвестировании, это просветающий путь. Из шарта ростается богатство, это мое кредо. Финансовый лайфкоучинг путь, по которому мы пойдем.
It only looks different? Yeah, that looks a lot different, John.
I'm working on the rhyme still, but Russian will always have a different alphabet. It's the Cyrillic alphabet. It's not hard, it just looks different.
Yeah, that. I'm just all the more amazed by someone who can rhyme in other languages.
You mean like Pushkin's Eugene Onegin, right?
No, finally. And here I thought you'd leave him out of the Russian episode.
No, not hardly. Though reading this is a bit more challenging.
But not too hard.
No, not too hard.
So where were we?
I think he means that you should try it.
You were about to give it a try. Thanks, Alex.
All right, here goes. Скажи, пожалуйста, какой мудростью ты обладаешь? Потому что я молодой предприниматель и тренируюсь успеху. Финансовый лайф-коучинг – это что?
Вам нужно. Я настолько уверен, что это путь к росту.
I think it's fine.
You think what's fine, John?
Even though it doesn't rhyme as well, yet, it's still very interesting.
Well, that's because it's Groundhog Week.
Не бойся, дорогой ДТ. Я здесь. Финансовый консультант, чтобы развеять ваши сомнения. Финансовый лайф-коучинг опозит счастье, чтобы помочь вам инвестировать уверенностью.
Can I ask you something real quick, John?
Sure thing, ДТ.
Should I be learning something from this here dialogue thingy?
Yes, you should. Thanks for asking.
What's that?
It's taking a good idea and making it fun in a new way.
Okay, on with it then.
Soon. It's your turn now.
Oh, right. Признаюсь, друзья мои, к этим избраниющим голосом. Уникист мудрост, которая радует весь нас. Диверси фицеруте свой активи, распространяте их широко. Видерзват шторми и прострадаст годою.
Okay, but don't forget to visualize remembering, DT.
Visualize? I see what I see, my liege.
Do you see an end to these rhymes?
I thank you and be blessed for your good comfort.
Indeed, yes, I do. You'll be rotten ere you be half ripe. And that's the right virtue of the medlar. Let the forest judge.
Oh, Shakespeare.
Be kind, Leah. You know I try to pronounce things right. So here goes one more time.
Oh, Russian.
Не скажи мне, дорогой ДТ, что мне начать, поскольку в моем сердце есть жгучее желание инвестировать и расти, чтобы оставить свой след. No stock no dashi, terzit minya I nevdani.
It's okay, John. Listen on. Ne boysa, trugmoy, vyakid yest. Investorovat umam interzat, straki pod kontrolem. Diversity vitsriute, svoj portfel, rozsirjejat jego. Przyt vaše bogatstvo, narokitja, virasni a sektora.
Wow, DT, I like that. My ventures are not in one bottom trusted, nor to one place, nor is my whole estate upon the fortune of this present year. Therefore, my merchandise makes me not sad.
Wow. Shakespeare.
No. We're quoting from As You Like It, not Merchant of Venice.
Oh, right. Okay. Just a few final questions, then.
More Russian? Okay, I'm ready.
No что, если мне хватит света для инвестирования, есть ли у меня способ проявить финансовый лайф-коучинг? Может ли он направлять тазис ограничения ресурсами на мое сторон?
Oh, I was sure you meant questions in English.
So you should pay more attention, then.
Так, это правда. Но это недостатка. Ведь инвестирование – это не только стек, начист, малого и устойчивого с тем, что у вас есть. Ай, на бриллианты, как ваше богатство растет шаг за шагом.
I have to agree there, hey. Any final thoughts for this second act?
Act two.
Just a couple.
Okay, got my ears on.
Cute, mon ami. Итак, давайте воспримем эту кучень финансовой зискни си точки зрения счастья инвестовать соженитим, а не спекулативу зи разнообразием осторожность и заботой. Будем ориентироваться на рикна и надум свою тою.
That's a very good idea. Buena idea, DT, in fact. Благодарю всех за мудрые совети. На данный момент я вижу инвестиции в новом свете. Я начу с малого и эвертону с чешским планом. И наблюдат, как растет мое богатство, как мозга только предприниматель.
Which is what I've been trying to say all along. And I'll prove it.
But first, break number two.
We know a lot about you already, because we know ourselves. For example, we know that you know how to listen to our podcast. We also know that you probably know how to subscribe. So as soon as you're done with that, tell us your story. We have ways you can contact us. It involves a special link where you can leave us a message. We may have an email address for you as well in the future, and we'll let you know if that happens. The reason for subscribing? I thought you'd never ask. When you subscribe, you automatically download all future episodes of that podcast. It just happens in your player without you having to go search again. How cool is that? This means better rankings for the podcast, more attention from advertisers, and more money. And this means more and better stuff for you. So your motivation is simple and easy. Subscribe today, whatever app and from whatever place you like. And don't just try to subscribe. There is no try. There is only do. We're changing the way we look at things. And remember, that's good. Eso es bueno, Sybil. Also remember, this is financial life coaching from a happiness perspective. Coaching happiness. Our call to action is right in the show notes. Find it and you win too.
Can I simple that?
Por supuesto. Of course. Just simple it.
Please make sure your seat belts are fastened and your tray tables are in their upright position.
And make sure simple is a verb like Google is a verb.
No-dee-do. When crayfish whistle from the mountaintops.
What's that you say, John?
I said, when crayfish whistle from the mountaintops.
Okay, my shining shovel of words.
Not bad there, DD. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Not at all, my liege, as usual. Pray tell, may there be light shed on this topic?
Yeah, it's a Russian idiom.
A Russian idiot?
No, I did not say that, dear DT. I was speaking of a figure of speech.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What are you doing, DT?
I'm looking through the script. I'm lost.
Not a problem. We'll have you back on track as soon as pigs fly.
Or when crayfish, what was that?
Oh, nothing. Just the Russian version of pigs flying.
Hey, John?
Really?
Yeah, DT?
Quick question about learning.
And that is what?
So, there's a lot of ways in which someone can invest, right?
Oh my, yes, there's the traditional stuff, like stocks and bonds.
Yeah, and lesser known stuff like crypto and creator coins.
Yeah, and there's stuff that's pretty traditional, yet not often used like munis.
When the interest rates are high anyway.
Yeah, and then there's really out there stuff.
Like what?
Open your mind.
Like farmland in Africa. You can literally invest in that if you want.
Do you recommend it?
Well, not anymore. I mean, of course, I don't recommend anything anymore, as you well know, because that requires financial licensing. But this might be a fit for someone.
Sure, but that would be learning something new, wouldn't it?
That's good.
Of course it would. And that's important, DT.
But what if I feel like I can't learn a musical instrument or whatever else in addition to investing?
Be brave. You might feel like you can't learn today, but that has no relation to how you might feel tomorrow, and that is what counts.
I think he means that you should try it.
Which is how you've all gotten good.
Gracias por escuchar.
Salut. A la prochaine.
This podcast and our other podcast are productions of Little Red Hen Industries. The supporting cast who helps me bake the bread includes
Techno King, John C. Brandy, Alter Ego, Doubting Thomas, Fact Checker, A Small Brown Beef Animal, Really Tiny, Facts Are Important But Are Also Easy, Social Manager, Abraham Lincoln, Media Expert, Augustus Caesar, Psychologist, William James, Sound Designer, Adobe's Creative Suite, Language Consultant, Lea, the French Do Your Own Research Lady, Videographer, Ertaman Koshki, Audio Props, Les Paul, Inspiration, many podcasts and other sources, and of course Napoleon Hill.
We also have websites, and you can subscribe to both podcasts. You can even send us a video, audio, or text message, but of course you'll have to head to the show notes, either on your phone or on the web, to get the links and stuff. And all those clickable links are in the show notes.
And before we forget, the artificial intelligence or AI voices that you hear in our work are offered up by Google, Amazon Polly, and OpenAI, like we say in the show notes. They don't sponsor us yet, but we love what they do, and we just love what AI can do when lovingly crafted.
Finally, you can find us on podmatch.com, matchmaker.fm, Podbooker, and podcast guests where we consider guests and consider guesting on other people's shows.
And really finally, the music for our pods comes from Cute by Bensound and from Piano Background by Nick Simon Adams, as well as from AI MuseNet. The sound effect credits go to Jackson Academy Ashmore, Canusi G, Dr. Jekyll, Joe Payne, Everything Sounds, MK Play More Stories, ERH, Sand Emotions, Big Pickle 51, and Just Kidding. Yes, that's his or her name. All on freesound.org. Also, languages are the bomb.
Pause.